While Galena City School District is getting dorms ready for its vocational school students, Galena residents are trying to find new living quarters. KIYU's Jeremy Scott gives us the details on Galena's housing.
Since late May's Yukon River flood, Galena Interior Learning Academy facilities have been used to shelter people displaced from their homes. Residents have stayed in the dorm rooms while the dining hall has been serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But with school scheduled to start September 9th, a three-week delay from its original start date, the premises must soon be cleared for students. That's why August 10th has been set as the deadline for all residents to move off the campus.
It gives us enough time where at least we can get that facility livable and we can bring students into it.
School Superintendent Chris Raiton says inspectors will be testing each room's smoke alarm this week, as well as bathroom and bedroom amenities, and says replacing such items in time for move-in won't be an issue. With students set to move back into the dorms, displaced residents are being moved for now into the Bureau of Land Management barracks. Federal Emergency Management Agency Mass Care Coordinator John Fulton says BLM housing has all the necessities the school dorms have.
We're kind of using either the term wraparound or support services, and those would include ability to access cooked food, prepared food, ability to access washers and dryers, and ability to access things such as showers.
Fulton says the barracks can house 100 people, and residents who have inhabitable homes but still need to access the BLM's facilities will be able to do so. Right now, the plan is to keep displaced residents in the BLM dorms through September while houses are rebuilt, and then make future arrangements based on how many people still need alternate shelter come October. Reporting from Galena, I'm Jeremy Scott.